This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is three beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
Okay, this is 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast. 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
That's good.
So, when you guys take a shower, do you wash your feet or do you assume all the soap just kind of washes them?
I wash my top. I never wash my feet.
You let the soap just run off to your bottom portion?
Yes.
That's not the same.
Yes.
No, it's not. Dude,
so you wash
soapy,
your feet too?
Well, yeah.
I can't even reach my
feet. I mean,
feet.
Maybe not the bottom of my feet, but like at least the tops.
I just wash all my top, my legs, and my ass, my webs, my ass. And
you got to put the mic in your, there.
My,
right there.
That's it.
Dude, you...
And my hair upstairs, everything. From my privates and up.
Dude, you got to wash your legs and your like ankles and...
Yeah. I wash my legs, but my feet, I don't get down there
okay,
and like,
so
scrub my feet.
That's fair. I mean, if you're lazy, you might not scrub your feet, but I wash the tops of them. I have a little stepping stone in my shower, so I can just kind of put my foot up there and just give it a good scrub. But is this like something you found online? People just let water rinse off on their bottom portion?
I don't know.
Assume they're
I was just
clean?
Thinking about it in the shower the other day.
Yeah, I washed my feet.
And also, if the body wash, like, you know, you put it in your hand and some falls on the floor, I just use my foot and I scrub it. I'm like, oh, that's good enough.
Well, that happens a lot.
Do you sometimes clean your shower while you're in the shower?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that all the time. You get in your little Tylex and you spray it, let it
especially
soak.
If there's like soap on the window or something, yeah. I just splash it with some water and clean it.
I bought a new scrubber. So I
dude, that's awesome.
Scrub the tile.
Two for one, baby.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's start the show. Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. Thank you for joining us. Been a few weeks since we recorded. There is a lot of stuff to talk about. And as always, you can follow us on Facebook, 3 Beers and a Mic, Twitter, 3 Beers and a Mic, Instagram, 3 Beers and a Mic. We're all over the place. And we love your questions. We love the interaction. And a lot of our posts recently have been getting some good debate. So I've been really, really happy to see that. But today, we're going to be talking about E3. Talking about upcoming San Diego Comic-Con, some movies and summer TV stuff, new Batman's in the air, so we got some really cool stuff to discuss, but as always, we have Adam across from me, and I've got Dwayne as well.
You're supposed to say hello, Adam.
Hello.
He's always said hello forever, but for some reason on episode 947, he just looks at me in silence, and then Dwayne, of course.
What's up?
All right, guys, so... What are we drinking?
Beer.
Yes, correct.
Really?
I think last podcast I had a mixed drink.
Yeah.
So I'm back to beer. I can tell you guys that. So, Adam, what are you drinking?
Same
surprise,
shit.
Surprise.
Yeah, same
stuff.
Same
ass shit.
Yeah, I know.
But it did, you know, I went to HEB.
Oh, I'm gonna name the
refrigerator
podcast that.
Same ass shit. Sure, that's a good one. You're gonna have to bleep out the eye though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to HEB and they half of the refrigerator was out. All the you know. All the different kinds. They only had Bud Light and Bud Light Lime and Dos Equis. So I took Dos Equis.
Hey, I'm okay. Glad you didn't go Bud Lime. So
because
yeah.
You guys give me some shit all the
we
time.
We do. There's one Bud Light Lime in that fridge. Hopefully you'll finish that before you leave.
Oh sure.
Because I'm never gonna drink it.
I'll do it.
All right, Dwayne. What do you got? This was my choice.
Yeah, actually, I text Rami. I'm like, just pick something up for me because I'm not gonna make it to the store. And he got me the No Label Ridgeback, which is their dark American amber. Which
I'm going to try one next.
Which, surprisingly, I had this afternoon.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
For some reason, I was stupid and ran a 5K at No Label Brewing.
That's crazy, man. I've never seen you exercise ever.
Well, there was beer at the end.
Yeah, but still.
Dude, I was drinking beer at 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, I mean, that's a good way to spend your Saturday.
And then I went to McDonald's.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like, this is weird. Like, I just had two beers. Now I'm having a coffee and a McMuffin. Like, what the fuck is this?
That's the reverse of how it should happen. That's awesome. Yeah, I just kind of pointed at the fridge section of the store, and I landed on the Ridgeback No Label. So that's, I didn't even know that's where you were today. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good beer, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's tasty amber.
That's awesome.
Tommy, you lied to me.
And what do you drink?
There's not a...
Me?
No, it's Pledge.
Oh.
There's three.
Oh,
Pledge.
There's a Pledge in there. Okay.
There's three of them.
Well, I mean, we mean Leaningkugel, the lemon, the
still
lemon
like
shandy.
I like them, so it's okay.
I thought it was Bud Light
Dude,
Lime.
If they come out with a bottle like and it says Pledge, like it's the Leaningkugel Pledge shandy.
Well, then they stole that from us.
Hopefully, that's what I'm hoping for. They can steal it, and then we'll take credit.
So I'm going to try one of those Ridgebacks next. But, okay, so the last 3 weeks I've kind of turned into Adam a little bit because he drinks the same beer all the time. I mix it up. I still have some craft beers in my fridge
downstairs.
I'm sorry,
but I like what I like.
That's cool. I've been really, really drinking a lot of Coors Banquet. And, yes, it's from Cobra Kai. I get it.
But you actually drank them to use in your Cobra Kai pitcher, and then we're like, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, yeah. So when we were in Dallas, we emptied out a bunch of Coors Banquet cans, and the whole Cobra Kai team posed with them and with me and my brother. And as I was drinking them, because I didn't want to just pour all the beer out, I was like, you know, this actually doesn't taste terrible. I just figured it was like Miller High Life, which was, remember we drank that for your birthday?
The champagne of beers, baby.
That was awful. I felt like garbage the next day. And this, I thought, was going to be like that. So I'm like, oh, I'll just pound them down, get them out of here. But no, Coors Banquet is actually not bad. And, I, of course, I got the little stubby bottles that Johnny Lawrence has in the show that are all like littered around his apartment. And that's what I've been drinking the last couple of weeks. It's really good. I like it a lot.
You know, it's funny because I started listening to Business Wars podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing Anheuser-Busch and Miller Lite
okay.
right now. And like the Miller High Life or whatever, the champagne of beers.
Yeah.
That's like what made them big. Like,
it's awful.
That's how they made their money at the beginning.
Dude, it tastes like, I think like Heineken has like a skunky aftertaste. Yeah. This one was worse. It was, and we had like a 30 pack we were just trying to get rid of. And after two, I'm like, nope. I'm done, man. I can't do this. But I still continued. Ugh. That was the worst.
Young and dumb, baby.
Yeah, keep but I'll have a Ridgeback next.
But we did try, we'll bring this up, because Bernie keeps telling us to try the, what is it, the Natter Days?
And the, Chris, yes, the Natter Days.
Chris and Kellen brought them last week to your party.
That's correct.
I don't think I finished the whole thing. It was so gross.
Oh, there you go. I had one as well. I haven't told Bernie this. I did try one. It wasn't the worst, but it also wasn't the best. Like he was explaining it to us like it was just easy drinking, like you're drinking a strawberry lemonade.
Like you're drinking lemonade.
You might like it.
Yeah, you, dude. It's
sweet.
It's
for
it's
sure.
Sweet. So I had one. I didn't absolutely hate it, but it's not as breezy of a drink as he was making it sound. He was like, "Oh, just pound a few, have fun at the beach." Like, no, man, it's the sugary taste and the sweetness. That's not what I want out of my beer.
So what's up with that picture he sent of Bud Light Lime, all those cases?
Oh, I think that was
His latest stash
that he just accumulates a bunch of beers over time, and he, you know, hoards them in his garage. So I think that was his latest endeavor was,
oh, okay.
I got a case of Bud Light Lime, which I'm sure
like
you'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ernie's got way too much beer. He can't even finish it all. All right, so I like to kind of start off the show with movies that we've watched recently. I think on the last podcast, did I talk about Aladdin? Or Adam did? Because I've seen it since then.
Yeah, I think Adam did, but you didn't.
Yeah, I liked it just real quick. I thought it was good. It may just be nostalgia. Will Smith was the best part of the movie. All the hate he got was ridiculous because he was really good as the genie. I liked all
and
the actors.
I even liked
Jafar.
He paid enough tribute to Robin Williams where he wasn't doing Robin Williams. But
no.
But he
paid tribute. Yeah. And a lot of the beats were there. It's just the same exact story as the animated movie. It's just
not
longer.
Not exact.
There's some extra parts. There's some extra songs, right?
And, well, Jasmine's, we talked about this. Jasmine's, She doesn't care about getting married. She wants to be the sultan. Or
correct. She wants to be the king, the sultan. She wants to be the king. And at the, well, I'm not going to say anything. But yeah, that's the goal. And then Jafar, not as bad as people were saying.
I think everybody's seen that by now.
Probably.
It's a good movie anyway.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I like Jafar. I thought he was great. I liked Iago.
You probably won't see it anyway.
I love the Cave of Wonders. Like, I just, no, I thought it was really good. I liked it. And then I saw Brightburn. And I like that movie a lot, too.
I haven't seen anything.
I was so surprised at the ending.
Fair. I was too. And I liked it. I'll give it a thumbs up. I really liked it. But there is a turning point where it strays away from the superhero evil origin story and becomes more of like a horror movie.
Yes.
But I expected that from the trailer. I'm like, eventually they're going to get to all the killing. And they do. And it's great. So as long as you don't mind that shift in tone, I liked it, man. I love small movies like that. It was $7 million to produce and to make and to market. Total budget. And then its first weekend made like 19.
It didn't look like a cheap movie, though.
No. And that's what was awesome.
If you consider $7 million cheap.
No, the effects were really good for $7 million. And it made $19 million, I think, its opening weekend. So you more than double your investment. Like, that's awesome. So I liked it. John Wick 3, we already talked about.
Do you think we'll see more small, independent shit like that then?
Yeah, I do.
Like superhero, that genre, whatever you want to, superhero horror. Or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, movies like Chronicle that weren't expensive to produce have really good visuals but a low budget. Brightburn's another example. So these little small niche movies, you bring
that. But Chronicles could have been more movies and they didn't do them.
They didn't, no. Because Josh Trank became crazy. The guy who directed it had his chance at Star Wars and then messed up Fantastic Four, and it was just downhill from there. So these little small sort of niche hero films are really good, and I really liked it. What have you seen, Adam, recently?
I saw The Life of Pets.
Oh, animated movie?
It was awesome. It was
you liked
funny.
It?
I laughed. I was laughing like crazy.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Are you going to see Toy Story 4 this weekend?
Fuck no.
Really?
What?
I want to see Forky. Who the fuck wants to know about
Forky?
Dude, it
got, it actually is getting
it's
really good
It's got like
100%
of Rotten
Tomatoes.
I'm not
watching
yeah,
it.
It got, it's getting like really, I was surprised. Like, I mean, I know Pixar's awesome, but they've had some bad sequels. Cars 2, you know.
I didn't like Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2 was another one? Yeah, so they're
I mean, not that I didn't like it. If I had the 1, 2, and 3, I'd like 2.
2 was the least, yeah.
Kind of like Back to the Future.
I saw Dark Phoenix too. Also,
oh, you saw X-Men.
Yeah.
Did you stay awake the whole time?
No. But I did like it. What I saw.
You did like what
I'm
you saw.
See it again. I saw the beginning and I saw the ending.
Oh, see, he fell asleep though. That tells
but
you.
But it's still good.
No, but Adam,
no, it's not.
You know what? All the
it's not as bad
no,
as.
No, but you don't understand. I work all these mornings and I went after.
But Adam, I'm going to tell you what I heard in the reviews. I heard the ending is good and the beginning is good. So you
oh,
just
shit.
You just watch the good stuff. Yeah, they say the first 15 minutes is actually really interesting. And then it's an hour and 10 minutes of garbage. And then the last train scene or whatever it is mm-hmm. is really awesome. Because those were reshoots. Those were them going back and fixing stuff. And that's why it looks better than the middle. So the ending was a reshoot that they added because after the final cut was finished, they're like, this movie's boring. So they went and added that train scene. I'm gonna wait till it comes out on video. I don't want to watch it in the theater.
Me too, most likely.
But you know, right after I saw Dark Phoenix, I went to see the Secret Life of Pets.
Lights of Your Life of Pets.
And I didn't fall asleep, but that was funny, man.
So it's not that you're tired.
I was laughing and laughing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's that the
look,
movie you're watching, you're not interested.
I had already taken my nap.
Oh. So what? I've seen you fall asleep standing up.
Well, of course. Yeah. No, once I take my nap, I don't fall
You've fallen asleep in the middle of our conversation, Adam.
It's been a while since I've done that.
That's fair. All right, so Secret Life of Pets.
Did anybody
X-Men.
See Godzilla?
I saw Godzilla, too.
Did you like King of Monsters?
Yeah.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah,
it's good.
It looks
it's
pretty
that,
good.
Just the scene's a little fast, you know?
I heard the story's okay, but the monster stuff's good.
Really good.
That's what you want to go for, the fights. You want to
see... All the classics are there, dude.
Yeah.
All the classics.
You want to see Godzilla take on Hydron or
yeah.
and Mothra and
Mothra's
all those...
Mothra's helping Godzilla.
Oh, wow. Okay, they're working together.
Oh, shit. Is this spoilers?
Yeah. Oh, I don't care.
Gamera comes out, but he doesn't do anything.
Okay.
You remember Gamera?
I do, yeah.
So, there's a Radon is a bad guy.
Okay.
He helps.
Is that the three-headed one?
No, Radon. No. Man, the one that
that's
looks
Hydron,
like an old,
I think.
Like a dinosaur. You know, one of those. The Radon dude.
I probably do, but it's been a long time since I watched Godzilla.
You know, like, you know those. You know, the ones that fly.
Pterodactyl?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. I know who that is. Yeah, and it's kind of like Pacific Rim, right? The story was okay, but the first Pacific Rim, the battles between the Jaegers and the Kaiju, they were amazing. And
the
I was
second,
like, this.
Actually, the second one, the battles were awesome.
I own
too.
It, but I haven't watched it yet.
I thought
it's good.
I'm trying to get into the mood.
Those battles were good too.
Okay.
It doesn't have the same you know, actor, but it was still good.
I do want to watch it.
The little girl that, you know, builds a little robot, really good.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to see King of Monsters. I do want to see Toy Story 4 now. I am going to go check it out.
Now?
Yeah, well, because the reviews are really good. Yeah, it swayed my opinion. I'll be honest. It's got 100%. Every single review that's been posted about that movie, they're all saying it's amazing. So I got to go watch it. Dude, yeah. It's really rare to have 100%.
Have you, don't make me laugh.
Have you seen 1, 2, and 3?
I saw 1. No 2, no 3, no 4.
3's the best one, in my opinion. I think the third one's the best.
No, 1. I mean, 1's the best.
Dude, the ending of the third one was awesome.
Of course it is, but without 1, you wouldn't have 3.
Yes.
And see, that's what my fear was, is that they're bringing it out just for a money grab. But I should know by now that Pixar doesn't do that type of stuff. For the most part, their track record is really good. They bring out quality films. And for them to go and dip into a story that, in my opinion, wrapped up really nicely was a risk. And apparently it paid off because people are saying it's really, really good. And so that gets me excited to go check it out in the theater if
yeah,
I
but,
can.
But even then, right, Toy Story 2, I didn't think it was that great. Toy Story 3. Good. Cars, 2, not that great.
Yeah.
3, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Men in Black?
Not yet. No.
Okay. Because that came out on Friday.
I haven't been off, so I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to go see a couple.
I've heard it's, yeah.
I heard it's okay.
It really didn't attack
yeah,
my attention
I heard it's
either.
Okay. Because Men in Black 2, I thought was awful. Men in Black 3, I liked.
I don't remember Men in Black 3.
It was the one where they went to the past and Tommy Lee Jones was played by Thanos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Josh
yeah.
Brolin. He was like a younger Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did a really good job imitating him. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I like Men in Black 3. I thought it was good. The first one, of course, is in my opinion, Will Smith's best movie.
Yeah.
Men in Black is his best film. I know some people like Independence Day and Bad Boys.
Have you ever seen 6 Degrees of Separation?
No.
Watch that. That is his best acting
I hear that.
Movie ever.
And I'm ashamed I haven't seen it because I hear he's really good in it.
Yes.
But Men in Black
and
for me
you'll be
was,
surprised.
Okay. All right.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh.
What about Battle Earth?
After Earth.
Yeah, After Earth.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that. The one with where he was in it with his
son. That's
rated
one of the worst movies of all time.
Yeah, which was made by the dude who did Sixth Sense. What is that guy's name?
Did he do it?
Yeah, he's the director of that film.
Shalom?
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
I didn't know that.
He was a producer, a director, or something. I know he was in that movie doing something. But yeah, that was him.
Well, he's a hit or miss guy.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Yep.
All right, so one big piece of movie news that I wanted to talk about real quick was this happened about 2 weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago, but they've cast a new Batman. And this harkens back to the last Batman reveal we did in like 2014 or whatever when Ben Affleck got the role and everyone was like, bleh, screw that. So now they've cast another, what some people would say, controversial Batman, but they needed someone younger. They cast Robert Pattinson, the dude from Twilight, as Bruce Wayne in Batman, the vampire guy, yeah. I first heard that it was him and I think Nicholas Holt, who plays Beast in the X-Men movies now, that they were the two finalists, and I was hoping they would choose Pattinson. Those were the two finalists.
I know, but why them? Like,
I don't know. But
do you see Batman in either of them, though?
Robert Pattinson is a really, really good actor. And if you only know him from the Twilight movies, that's a shame. That's what he's best known for, and it's unfortunate.
What other good movie was he in?
But the stuff.
What other good movie was he in?
I actually wrote down a list. Let me bring it up.
Good movie. I didn't say movie. I said good movie.
No, dude, this is not a list of. Hold on, let me pull up in my notes. This is not a list.
Look, I'm holding judgment until I see it. I'm on that camp, but I don't see him as Batman. I see him as Batman Beyond. And fair. Michael Keaton as Batman. I'd be down for that for sure.
Didn't they're doing something like Batman Beyond somewhere? Mm-mm. I read it somewhere.
Unless they do something on Titans or some shit like that.
No, I read it. I don't know if it's a cartoon or is it a regular series.
Live action.
I think it might be in DC. I just acquired, just for a trial size.
Rami's still searching for a movie.
No, I'm getting my notes. It's in my cloud.
Trial size DC.
All right. So the two that I've seen him in that I really liked was Cosmopolis. That movie was awesome.
Don't know it.
I also watched a movie called Good Time in 2016. I think that movie came out. So those movies were small independent films. They're not big. Really, really, really good actor. And I was very impressed seeing him in those roles, and I just think that he's a good looking dude. He's charismatic. He gets the ladies' attention, and he can play a really good Bruce Wayne. He just bulks up a little bit, and I think he'd be a good fit for the costume as well. Ben Affleck got super jacked for that Batman versus Superman.
Well, in
movie,
Ben Affleck was a good Batman. He was just a shitty Bruce Wayne.
He was an awesome Batman. Yeah, when he was hiding in the corner and just, like, taking out people like a ninja, like, that was super awesome.
It was bad. It was not him. It was someone else.
Well, I know, but he was in the costume in some of those shots. I'm just saying, like,
Batman persona was better than his Bruce Wayne.
And I thought his Batman voice was good. I liked the voice that he used.
He bulked up.
Does every Batman have to talk like this, though?
What is it called? What?
You have to disguise your voice.
Remember the movies you're lonely?
He's got $1 million. He can put a little voice disguiser on.
Maybe they'll do that in this one. But no, that's the big Hollywood news. Matt Reeves, I think, is the guy who's doing this new Batman movie. The rumored villain is Two-Face or the Riddler. Those kind of going back.
Dude,
maybe the Penguin.
I hear that as well. I think we've said this on past podcasts, man. I want them to do a Riddler where the Riddler is like a fucking serial killer that leaves a clue.
Yeah. Haven't seen really in the films. Like, you have Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Right.
But
I want something like that to show Batman's detective skills.
Yeah.
That he's catching on to the shit that the police department is, and he's tracking this guy down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
And supposedly, this is supposed to be more of a detective Batman than a kick-your-ass Batman.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want the Penguin back.
Dude, all these villains
honestly,
are going to be recycled.
The Penguin, I never thought he was a good villain for
Batman. If it's not the Joker, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
I don't give a fuck if it's the Penguin.
No, I never thought the Penguin was
a
good villain for Batman.
The
Mad Hatter. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the Mad Hatter.
No Joker. Can we just get away from Joker?
The what was that comic run that I read? The Court of the Owls or the Owls?
Yeah.
That was a really good series. They should do something with that.
Yeah.
I thought those were awesome villains.
Dude, just do the fucking Hush storyline.
Yeah, sure. That's a great one too.
Jeez. Yeah. There's so much good shit out there. Just do that.
Nah, we're going to bring back the Penguin. Here's Two-Face for a third time.
And he's going to go like that, too.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. But, yeah, that's the big movie news. We're going to give him a chance. We're not going to hate. We're going to see where it goes. I think it's a good choice, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
Like, I don't see him physically being Batman. I'm not saying he can't bulk up and do some stuff, but I'm going to hold judgment.
Steroids.
Nobody thought Heath Ledger would be good, but he thought Christian Bale would be good. I mean, they've done other things that worked out.
When Michael Keaton was cast, like, Mr. Mom, that's who you're picking? Yeah, and he did awesome.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, dude, that was It's always controversial.
And he was balding then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And like Dwayne said, he could be a good, you know, be Batman Beyond. That would be.
Dude, they need to do something with that. If they're not thinking about it, they're stupid.
Yeah, I agree. How do you know they're not? We don't know what Matt Reeves' story is going to be. It could be something of that nature.
Warner Brothers in general.
Well,
if they're
yeah,
not
that's
thinking
fair.
Of that, where a million people are saying this.
I think that they're going back to, look, they've already said we're not going to do the Justice League for a while again. We're going to focus on independent solo films. Aquaman did great for us. Wonder Woman did great for us. We're gonna do it this way, because they rushed into Justice League. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, because they were trying to catch up to Marvel.
And correct.
Instead of following the Marvel roadmap.
Yeah, and then you make a movie like Aquaman, which I thought was really good. I just watched it again the other day.
Except, it ruins a little bit that it's not a prequel.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Like, his origin story shouldn't be after he was in the Justice League.
I get it. And then you want a good Flash movie, right?
Yeah.
You want a good Cyborg movie. You want there's a lot of Green Lantern. I'm sure is going to try to make a comeback. He's a big character.
They need to do something with him.
Yeah.
Properly,
because Green Lantern has. He's like my least favorite DC character.
Hal Jordan is your least
favorite? I don't like Green
Guy
Lantern.
Gordon.
This is
Guy Gordon.
It doesn't matter. I don't like the Green Lantern core. I don't like the rings.
Well, John
I don't
Stewart.
Like. No, it's not any Green Lantern. It's specifically. It's just the whole universe. I don't like Green Lantern.
Which one is it though?
Yeah. All
is
of
it
them.
Kill-log?
I don't like any of them. But I know that if they do a proper movie, I'll give it a chance. I'll watch it. I'm not.
Is
gonna...
it the eyeball? Is it that one?
Oh, Sinestro.
I'm gonna give it a chance if they decide.
Dude,
to
actually, the guy that played Sinestro in the last.
Oh, he did great.
I thought he was really good.
He was the evil villain in Shazam. That's
oh, yeah,
the guy
yeah,
who
yeah.
played Sinestro. It was that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But speaking of movies, as we wrap up movie talk, Dwayne, you are doing something soon that I believe involves cinema.
It does.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Woohoo.
I'm going to be guesting on another local podcast here called The Movie Gap. I kind of found these guys through a podcast page, and we've been interacting, and I've been listening to their stuff, and I was just like, hey man, how can I finagle a guest appearance?
Awesome.
And they're like, all right, well, we got a few days, you can come in if you want. I'm like, I'm in.
So do they only talk about movies?
So yeah, what they do is, so Chase is kind of the movie expert guy, and he's seen a bunch of movies and knows a lot about movies, and Bryce is, if I showed you the list that they sent me of movies he hasn't seen, you'd be like, what the fuck?
To like big movies?
Yeah, like.
Yeah. Like I haven't seen like
Indiana Jones.
Okay. Gotcha.
Stuff like that.
How did I know you were going to say that?
So I was like, man, you know, there's some big movies I haven't seen, especially mobster type movies. And I haven't seen The Godfather.
Have you seen Casino?
I haven't seen Casino.
I didn't like Casino.
Oh, get the hell out of here. What?
Godfather was good. what is it? The other one? Once Upon a Time. It's a gangster movie with Robert De Niro.
Once Upon a Time. I know it's
Once Upon a Time
yeah.
in America, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a long movie, but
so,
it's really good.
So I was like, hey, man, it'd probably be pretty fun if I came on with a movie that I haven't seen either. I mean, I could go on and be the guy that's seen the movie too, but I think it'd be more fun if I hadn't seen the movie either. And
so if you haven't seen it, he's going to talk about it to you?
So we're basically, Bryce and I will kind of share notes of like, because it's kind of cool listening to them, like going through some old movies, especially older movies, right? You're like, man, the racist stuff they talk about in this movie, you couldn't do that nowadays.
No.
But it worked for that movie.
Yeah,
but
I
you
understand.
Couldn't do it now, you know, like.
No, even in rated R movies, like when was the last time you guys saw a rated R film where there was like a sex scene like Basic Instinct?
Yeah.
No.
Right? I know that movie's all about sex, but a lot of 80s and 90s movies, Lethal Weapon, right? Some girl's always going to be having sex with a dude, right? Naked, everything, all exposed. They don't show that stuff anymore. No. In rated R films, it's very rare that you see, you know, sexual type stuff, because I think it makes people uncomfortable. And, you know, times have changed. They don't want to watch that, especially in a big group of people. And maybe you go with your mom or, you know.
There's nudity now.
But I think, I mean, there's sometimes when it makes sense for the story. And sometimes it's just there to be there. Track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's more now on stuff like Netflix or Game of Thrones or HBO stuff. Or those are the type of shows that
show But you're that. Telling a long enough story that it makes sense to show that.
Sure.
Intimate interaction or whatever you want to call it.
It's just right? You don't see it as much.
Yeah.
And you know, it's you're right. It's a different time. Back, like we were saying, there's a lot of like really racist things back in, you know, the older movies that just don't fit now.
Yeah.
For the time, okay, in the story, maybe you can kind of see where they're going, but now it's just not appropriate.
Right.
And that's completely fine. You know, we evolve as a species, we have to in order to, but going back and appreciating the older cinema, you see stuff like that. But you're like, yeah, you can't say that anymore.
It's kind of a cool take of, you know, hey man, like I remember, even Chase, who's seen the movie, like, man, I remember watching this as a kid and it was really awesome, but now I'm watching and I'm like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
What am I watching here?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, like, absolutely.
So
and that's good. We need to be more aware. We need to be more culturally sensitive. Like that type of stuff, you know, you just have to. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to be on there. We're going to – I won't say what movie we're going to do. But
sure.
We're doing a movie I haven't seen and one that everybody's like, you got to see it. So it's going to be fun.
The Goonies.
No. I've seen The Goonies. Come on.
35 years ago.
I fucking met Data and
you did, yeah.
In Dallas.
I know that.
Data, whatever.
You didn't meet, you met Data, but you didn't meet, what was his name?
Mikey? No, he left early on Sunday. That bastard.
What a disappointment.
So now that the summer is here, it gives us a chance to catch up on some TV shows that maybe we put on the wayside. Yeah. So now that we are in the reruns, there's a lot of stuff on our DVRs or on our Netflix subscriptions or on Hulu or whatever that we can go back and watch and catch up.
But there's also some summer
series.
Some series that are only out in the summer. Correct. Now too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are some shows that are on in the summer. I don't really watch a lot of new shows in the summer. I watch America's Got Talent, but that doesn't really count.
No.
But as far as starting a brand new series, I just try to catch up on the stuff that I haven't seen. So starting tonight, I'll go first. I'm going to watch the first episode of the new Black Mirror that was released. I haven't seen any of them. I've been waiting.
I watched the first one.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay. I hear they're really good. And that's the cool thing about Black Mirror is that you get 3 or 4 episodes of high quality content. And then that's the season. There you go. That's what you get. So
just remember, you're really Black Manta.
People keep telling me that. I don't know what that means. I'm going to figure it out, I guess.
I've never seen Black Mirror, so
dude, you're missing out. It's a great show.
Just don't watch
it's not even going to take you long to catch up.
Don't watch the Choose Your Own Adventure one, though.
I like that one. I thought it was good. So I'm going to start Black Mirror. I finished my Game of Thrones rewatch. I'm almost caught up with Flash. I'm almost caught up with Arrow. Supergirl, I'm behind, like, a lot. So I'm trying to get Young Sheldon. I finished almost, I think. This is going to sound like a shock because I love this show. I didn't watch the last 2 episodes of The Orville until last week.
And oh my God.
They were phenomenal. Did you watch The Orville, Adam?
I never watched Orville.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy crap. What a genius way to end the season. My God.
Not the last one, but the one before the last one. I thought that was the last one.
Oh, you did?
And then another one came on. I'm like, what could this be?
Dude, so you thought that the cliffhanger for season 3 was going to be her denying him a second date? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have crushed my soul if I had to wait that long. The girl who was in S.H.I.E.L.D.
She married that guy, didn't she, in real life?
No, she married the redhead dude on the show.
Yeah, the redhead, yeah.
Yeah.
The red-haired guy on the show is
her husband.
Really?
Yes.
The pilot guy? Yeah. Holy crap, he married way out of his league. Holy smokes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Hall, what is her name?
She played Mockingbird. That's all I remember.
I don't remember her name. Anyway, she's awesome in
this
show.
Dude, that show is...
Dude.
It's I keep saying this. It's real Star Trek.
Yeah, it's that's that little insignificant... like someone sat in a writing room and said, okay, what if they don't go on a second date? How is that going to domino the future into catastrophic stuff? Yeah, because by him going through the divorce, finding out she cheated on him, her feeling sorry for him, got him the Orville captainhood, and then with that gave him the confidence to go and talk to the Kalon representatives to try to get a peace treaty. And all of that wouldn't have happened if they didn't go on the second date.
Yeah.
That is genius. Genius writing. What a fantastic last two episodes. I love that show.
I don't know. You're just talking Chinese to me because
that's fine. Dude, you need to watch it.
Dude, it's a phenomenal TV program.
Do you like Star Trek?
No.
What?
Only the movies, not the show.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't like Next Generation?
I don't remember that one.
With Picard?
I know with Picard. It's been so long.
And Riker, number one.
Riker.
Data.
What happened to Data?
I don't know.
Brent Spiner?
Yeah.
He's done a bunch of voice acting. And he's been in other stuff.
I mean, what happened in Star Trek to him?
Oh, he got feelings. You saw it in the movie. If you watched the movie.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest scenes when the fucking saucer is crashing and Data goes, "Oh shit!"
Yep, that was awesome. Yeah, so great stuff. So by mid July, I'll be caught up on all my shows that I need to be caught up on.
I just finished The Flash.
Yep.
Last season with the Flash's daughter.
Yep.
I didn't think it was as bad as everybody was saying. It was just a little too much. On the head of everybody was the daughter or the son or the whatever the kid or the parents. Yeah, so the parent child whatever
relationship, yeah.
On the show is but it's everybody. It's like, oh, this is Weathermaster's daughter.
And yeah.
This is Cicada's daughter. And yeah. This is so and so's son and I'm like, ugh. But who's the guy with the mask?
It's not Cicada's daughter. Cicada's niece.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, but he now has custody of her, so he doesn't have a choice. So he feels it's his daughter, yeah, right. I would guess.
He's
yeah.
like the father figure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But who's the guy, Ragdoll? You know that's the guy from AGT, right?
Yes, I do.
That's pretty cool, man.
That is
he got
cool.
a gig from it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, the guy who was like really bendy and can like move his arms and legs in like weird
positions.
Remember
he always did that weird walk?
Yeah, that was him.
He got a gig out of it.
That was pretty cool.
But I mean it wasn't bad.
Are you ready for Arrow? How far are you behind on Arrow?
I think two seasons.
Okay.
One season.
Time for that show to be over.
I need to catch up on Arrow. Flash. I just caught up on Supergirl, I just need one more episode.
I'm working on Supergirl right
and
now.
And I cut up mostly a
I'm
lot
working
of the
on her.
Fear the Walking Dead, so I need like six more episodes to catch up.
Okay.
Completely.
You're almost there.
And I have like 30-something episodes to catch up on The Walking Dead, but I'm just going to delete it. You know, I found out they killed them. What's the point?
So 30 episodes behind on Walking Dead?
33.
Good Lord. Yeah, just delete it, dude. There's no reason. I mean, I've done that before where I see like 21 episodes behind. Delete. I don't want to watch this. Totally.
Yeah, you're obviously not interested.
Then I know what happened, so what's the point?
Yeah.
You're obviously not interested.
Yeah, you're done with the show.
Like I said, most of the Arrowverse stuff is just because I missed an episode and I had to wait now.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's fair. Yeah, so...
the good news is I watched the crossover, so I can skip all those.
Nice. Nice. All right, so switching gears for a second, let's talk a little bit about E3. So E3 was this week. Xbox had their conference on Sunday. Nintendo had their conference on Tuesday. And Sony was not at the show.
Nope.
They still revealed a whole bunch of stuff.
Did they?
They did, yeah. They had their own little... Well, not it was all social media. So you can kind of see what Sony's bringing to the table. But they decided to skip E3 this year. And a lot of companies are actually doing that now. You know, Disney's like, we're not going to Comic-Con anymore. We're going to have our own expo. And Warner Brothers is like, we're going to have our own expo. And PlayStation is like, ah, we'll do our own E3. You know, we don't. So, you know, instead of having Nintendo, Sony, and Xbox all there like it's always been, Sony decided not to go and represent themselves.
So when are they going to do their own thing?
I don't know. I don't know. It was weird. It was weird for them not to be there. Even Phil Spencer, the president of Xbox, said that in an interview. When they interviewed him after his panel or his Xbox briefing, he says, what do you think about Sony not being here? He goes, we don't like it. We like when they're here. It drives us. It motivates us. We get to see what they're presenting, and it makes us work harder. Them not being here is not a good fit for E3. We want them to come back. So I like that. I thought that was a great answer. I don't know why they didn't. I'm sure someone knows why they didn't.
And both of them, in the last two or three years, like presented something, and then the backlash was so much shit from, and like PlayStation came out and was like, oh, our stuff's gonna be backwards compatible, you know.
Yeah.
And then Xbox is like, oh shit, we, you know. 2 weeks later, hey, our stuff's backwards compatible.
Yeah. Yeah, the Xbox...
Or you can't trade your games in anymore. Oh, no, you can.
No, you can't. Yeah. When Xbox One was being, you know, touted as being released very soon, they were saying that your system has to be on the internet in order for you to do all of this stuff. It's online 100% of the time, even when the system's off. Used games are being excluded. And that once you put in your download code, you can never put in a used disc. And everyone's like, are you crazy? Like, what are you doing? And then they fixed it all.
Well yeah, but what did PlayStation do the next day?
Yeah, they said,
hey, all that stuff that you can't do on Xbox, you can do on our system.
Yeah. You want to play used games? Done. You know, yeah, they had the, you don't want to be online 100% of the time? You can play your games offline. We don't care. Yeah, so, you know, it and that was a good thing that Xbox did. They came out and said, okay, yeah, we messed up. We're not going to do that. So
it's competition that drives each other. So it kind of makes sense. They're like, oh, man, they're not here. We don't know what the hell they're doing.
Correct.
How do we adjust? How do they adjust?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because PlayStation screwed up the next year, and I forget what it was, but, oh, they said they weren't going to cross-play anything.
They're not going to cross-play, and their new PS4 Pro... didn't have a 4K player in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And they adjusted.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, they make changes based on feedback, and companies listen, you know. So not having there was weird, but let's talk about what was there. So Xbox came out, had their press briefing on Sunday. I watched it all. It was awesome. They talked about Project Scarlet, which is their new system that's going to be coming out in holiday 2020.
Dude, if that thing works like I think they're saying it works... Game Pass is going to be a fucking game changer.
Yeah.
So right now, like, Game Pass for me doesn't make sense. Because I play 3, maybe 4 games.
Yeah.
And I constantly play them. So if I want to, I got Game Pass. Let me go play this game that's on Game Pass. I have to fucking download it to be able to play it. If this new system is like they're saying where it's cloud-based and blah, 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 where it's like Netflix, and I'm like, hey, man, I want to play Forza today, and I just play it.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah. That's the big thing about these games that are coming out, which we've talked about in previous episodes. The hard drive space that you need to download these games is just monstrous. You know, I was just playing Gears of War 4 the other day, and there was another update patch. It's 124 gigabytes of space I'm taking up on just that one game. The Master Chief Collection is also over 100. Mm-hmm. The system, the original Xbox One, only came with a 500 gigabyte hard drive. Both of those games downloaded on that system, your memory's wiped. You have to buy an extended hard drive. So if you can have a system that can stream the games like Netflix, And you get 4K quality content. They're saying the new Scarlett system is going to be 8K compatible.
Yeah. Which seems stupid because it's not even out there.
No. I've seen 8K TVs at Best Buy. They look just like the one I have at home. When I saw 4K for the first time, I'm like, that is awesome.
Yep.
When I saw 8K, I'm like, that doesn't look any different. So this is the first jump in technology where I'm like, no, I think my TV at home is okay. So if they can stream 8K, whatever. But if you can stream your games by just hitting A and then play Forza, dude, that's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited because.
But that makes the Game Pass make sense.
It does. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to download a game to play it. If it's on Game Pass, I just want to play it.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably not going to play it forever because that's why I have Game Pass. If I want to play it forever, I'm going to go buy it. You know what I mean?
Agreed. And the launch game of Project Scarlet is going to be what?
Halo Infinite.
Yes, sir. What a great way to launch a new system. This is going to be the first Halo they've launched a system with since the original Xbox in 2001. So Halo Infinite's going to be their first game.
It looked good so far.
It looked fantastic.
We haven't really seen gameplay, but...
Doesn't matter. Halo is really good at getting you amped with showing you nothing. They showed a 5.5-minute teaser, and it was awesome. Whoever that dude was in that...
Dude, it was a movie clip.
Yeah. And it was sick. When he wiped the frost off of his ship, and Master Chief's just floating in space, I'm like, dude, get the hell out of here. Oh, my God. This is amazing. So I cannot wait for that game. Gears 5 looked awesome. I saw Cyberpunk 2077 or whatever it's called.
Keanu
Reeves came out on stage. Yeah. He's going to be the main
When you saw Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure that Keanu Reeves would be like the next big star?
Dude, he's all over, man. Apparently he's in that Netflix movie I kind of want to watch. It's about the Asian couple who is like a romantic comedy.
Maybe
Me or Maybe You or
Always Be Maybe. Yeah.
Always Be My Maybe.
Oh, the one that just came out.
Yeah, I heard it got really good reviews. They say it's a really good romantic comedy. It's funny, and Keanu Reeves apparently steals the movie. I don't know what he does. I'm trying to avoid spoilers, but it's really funny apparently. So he's in that movie. I want to watch it just to see what he's doing. Because apparently it's really funny.
Did you see the press conference when he came out?
Yes, I did.
And somebody's like, and he, like, you could tell, like, he's reading, like, a fucking
Yeah, the prompter, yeah.
But he's kind of, like, half-assing, like, not half-assing it, but he's, like, he didn't prepare for it. He's just reading off the monitor, yeah. Right? You can kind of tell. And he says, like, you're walking through beautiful something or others, and somebody's like, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
He just starts laughing. He's just like. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're beautiful, too.
That was awesome.
I thought that was pretty. I mean, that was genuine, like, shit.
Absolutely.
There, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, absolutely. They showed a new Battletoads game, which I'm on board with. I love Battletoads.
Why was there so many side-scrollers, though? Like,
That's just what, dude, Cuphead, Hollow Knight.
When was the last side-scroller you played, though? Like,
I play them all the time on my Game Boy. Castlevania.
No, on Xbox.
Oh, no, they're more for me like on
mobile
the go
shit,
on the
mobile
on the go games. Yeah, but like games like Cuphead and Shovel Knight and those type of games are really really big.
Yeah,
on these platforms, they have a really good following.
But I mean, I guess because that's where I started. I'm like, I don't want that shit anymore. I want something new.
And they're and
maybe
they're,
the kids are like, I want that old shit.
No, and they're dude, they're ruthless. They are ruthless games. They're so hard. It goes back to my gaming skills when I was a child. I could beat games like Mega Man and Ninja Gaiden and all these really hard games, and now you go play them, you're like, God, I'm terrible. So I think people want that challenge
Gaiden?
Again.
Is it Gaiden or Gaiden?
I always called it Gaiden, but it's pronounced Gaiden. Yeah.
I say Gaiden.
I say Gaiden.
Square Enix came out and showed the new Final Fantasy remake. It looks awesome. Ubisoft had a lot of really cool games. BioWare had some really good stuff. So E3.
I didn't see the Nintendo stuff though.
I did. So they're breaking a new Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel.
It's supposed to be dark or something though.
Looks
right?
It looks, dude. The trailer was sick. They're making Link's Awakening, the remaster, the remake. That was an old Game Boy game on Game Boy Color in like 1994. They're making a Luigi's Mansion 3. They had a whole bunch of Super Smash Brothers characters. Banjo-Kazooie's coming back. So the Nintendo presser was awesome. They didn't show any Metroid Prime, which I wanted to see.
They're still kind of going to their staple stuff.
Yeah, they did show
like
a lot
nothing new or something.
They did show a lot of third-party stuff. But, dude, when you have as many popular franchises as what they have, you don't need anything else. I mean, you got Metroid, Castlevania, Mario, you've got Zelda, you've got Super Smash Brothers, you've got Mario Kart, you've got Donkey Kong, you've got, dude, just 15 first-party titles that blow everybody else out of the water. What else do you need to have?
I know, but there's nothing that's like, hey, this is an update to the system that we're going to be changing and making.
Well, there's a rumor that they're going to be making a more powerful Nintendo Switch console for next year, but they didn't say anything in their press conference about that. Something with a longer battery life. You know, when you take it off the dock, it only lasts about 4.5 hours. So, games like people were complaining like Witcher 3, that game came out 3 years ago. Dude, you can run Witcher 3 on a portable console. That's unbelievable to me. Like, I know it's an older game, but they're bringing out Witcher 3, the complete collection, that you can run in portable mode. That is crazy. That game is super, super
Adam can in get depth. It on Switch now.
Woohoo!
I don't know. Switch Nintendo was doing some really good things.
I was watching Facebook, and then they had like, you remember that Matt Claff? Sony.
Sony what?
They have the older game of, I forgot the name. I think it was Matt Claff, or it's about a skeleton that goes in a maze.
Medieval,
yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that game. They remastered it for PlayStation. It's on the PlayStation Store.
So it's coming out?
Yeah, well, you can play an HD version of that game already on PlayStation 4. It's a great game. I love that game.
I know, me too.
Yeah, that game's awesome. Basically, anything that you liked in the PlayStation era, you can find a remaster of. Because the problem with old consoles is that if you hook them up to your modern television, they look like crap.
Right.
That's why all these mini consoles are so popular. Like the new Sega Genesis Mini, I pre-ordered it the other day. You get 42 games in HD. That's amazing. So,
I gave somebody my Mini.
You did? You did, because now you get
the... Because I can get the same thing on the Switch.
On the Switch, yeah, absolutely. So, people, that's why side-scrollers...
Pro wrestling, baby.
That's why side-scrollers are popular again. People want that nostalgia. They're going back to their youth. Man, I really want to play a game like Mega Man. Well, here's your choices, you know, so... And they're still really hard.
In this day and age, you can just go play Mega Man.
You can.
Why does it have to be
they have the Mega Man collection.
That's like Mega Man.
That's fair, yeah.
Why, like, the systems can do so much more shit now. I want that.
Yeah, but the side scrollers, they look beautiful, but they're the old school stuff that people are yearning for. I mean, dude, it's a phase. I mean, 3D platformers were all the rage, and now 2D's back.
But they're also easy for game makers to make, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right, so
easier.
Easier. Yeah.
I'm not saying I can do it. I'm just saying.
One of the last topics I want to discuss for the week was Comic-Con's coming up. Probably by the next time we record, it'll be a little bit closer, but I just want to kind of touch on a couple things. So a lot of exclusives are being released. NECA has started releasing their Comic-Con exclusives. Funko is releasing a few. Mattel apparently is getting the He-Man license back.
Was Mattel or was it Super 7?
No, those pictures I showed you of the vintage style He-Man and Prince Adam, that was Mattel.
Oh, okay.
That's their Comic-Con exclusive. The PowerCon exclusive figures that I'm going to be picking up in August, those are made by Mattel. I didn't know that until yesterday. So Pixel Dan didn't even know that until he got the previewed figures in the mail. They were.
So Super 7 isn't doing them at all anymore?
We think Super 7's Snake Mountain was the last swan song, because now that we know that Mattel made those PowerCon exclusives for August and they released this classic two-pack for Comic-Con and the movie's coming out in 2021, we think that the Super 7 He-Man license is now done and Mattel's going to be wanting their property back. That's my guess because you know how Super 7 every year at Comic-Con has had a pop-up Skeletor store? They're not doing that this year. This is the first year in 3 years where they're not doing the pop-up Masters of the Universe shop.
Hmm.
So that tells you what you need to know. They're probably waiting on Mattel to make the announcement that we have our property back. Here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a brand new subscription line
which
of all vintage characters.
San Diego.
Exactly. Dude, if they announce that they're going to be doing a 6-inch vintage style, highly articulated, like, hey, you want a buzz off that you had from 1984, but he's got super articulation, I'm going to freak out. I know that we talked about this a little bit. You said, look, you can only reissue these figures so many times before you get burnt out. No, you can't. I will never be burnt out on He-Man.
How many He-Mans
yes,
do you need?
All of them. I need all of them.
What about you, Adam? Would you need them all?
I'm done with this shit.
Adam's done with everything.
One and done.
So some of the Comic-Con news coming out. So Warner Brothers said they're not going to be doing a panel there. They kind of teased some new Wonder Woman 1984 stuff.
But did you hear? They just said, like, we really don't have anything to show. That's
yeah.
why we're not. It's not that we don't want to be there. There's just nothing that we can
all
show
of our
you.
Projects are too far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fair. So my question is that some of this San Diego news is kind of leaking out. With fewer and fewer companies like being represented at Comic-Con, is it still that aura that
dude,
that
you still
feeling
can't
you
get a
get,
fucking ticket you still can't get a hotel.
It's still really
hotel.
Popular, right?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah,
people still want to go.
Dude, I was just playing some video games with some guys from Secondary Heroes. They do a podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, and they're like, "Hey, man, are you guys gonna be at San Diego Comic Con?" And I was like, "Nah, we're not. I haven't been there since like 2007." I'm like, I don't know if I want to. Like, it's just so big now, and I really don't want to stand in line all day to stand in line again. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
But I've also heard there's so much shit to do outside of Comic Con that. It actually might be cool to just to go there and hang out with friends and meet people. And like there's events outside of the Comic-Con that happen
yeah,
while
absolutely.
Comic-Con's happening. So there's plenty of shit to do, even if you're not going to the con. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
So it might be cool to go and just do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
I agree. I still think it's as popular as it ever was, even if these big Hall H panels like Marvel and DC and all these people aren't going to be there, Star Wars, whatever. I still think people want to go. I still think they like the exclusives. I still think they like the experience. And there's still enough stuff for people to
Hall
watch.
Is Hall H just as big as it used to be, though? Like, I don't know. I'd have to ask people that go now.
I'm assuming so. I mean, if you take out Marvel, you take out Disney, you take out DC, what do people want to wait in line to see at Hall H? What's the big draw now? Walking Dead? No. Kevin Smith panel? No. I mean, so maybe.
No, he doesn't even do that anymore. He
does that live show now.
On the boats or
on
whatever.
On the boats.
Like
yeah,
the
you're
interviews.
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah, so it'll be kind of cool to see what they show. We'll see what comes out of it.
This would be the time like Netflix and fucking Hulu and all those guys
sure.
should step up and be like,
sure.
Yeah. Disney doesn't want to be here. We're here.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Look
Absolutely.
What we got coming.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially like Amazon has Lord of the Rings shit coming.
Oh,
right?
Dude. I can't wait for that. Oh,
like,
my gosh. It's
like
gonna
they
be
could
awesome.
Show up and be like, hey, you know that Lord of the Rings shit we've been talking about? Boom, here it is.
Dude, that's going to be awesome. They're making a new Lord of the Rings TV show. Yeah.
They paid a shit ton of money, so
yeah.
I would think it's going to be good.
When is it coming out?
I don't know.
They have a lot of new stuff. I've been watching the Amazon, you know.
I kind of want to watch that one. I don't think it's out yet. The Demon and the Angel.
It's out already. God,
it came out?
Gods and Demons or something
yeah.
like that.
That looked pretty interesting. There's a few things I've seen like advertised for them. I'm like, Man, I might have to check that out. That looks pretty cool.
There's just too much TV. I kind of want to start watching Lucifer. I hear it's a really good show.
I watch,
and all of the seasons are on Netflix, and they're just staring at me in
and
the face.
And a new one coming, or
season
or
five is the season five is the last season.
Yeah, I saw half of season four. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, I hear it's an awesome show.
I watched a few of the first season. It was pretty good.
Have you guys watched Chernobyl?
I watched the first episode.
You didn't like it? What? Dude, that miniseries is amazing.
Didn't attract my attention. So yeah.
Okay. Dude, do you not like good TV? Like, I don't want to watch Breaking Bad. Chernobyl sucks.
It's all good TV when you like it.
It is.
No, it is
dude,
not.
That miniseries got outstanding reviews.
Who that cares, doesn't mean dude? Anything.
It's what you like. We don't like that kind of stuff.
It was so slow and so boring.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, people are, like, dying from radiation poisoning. And this guy's like, just move him out of the way. We're going to keep going. Fuck you. Come on.
Yeah, man. That's what happened.
They don't know that. They weren't there. They're making this shit up.
It's real, Dwayne. It's all real.
Yeah. Hello.
All those people are dead. They don't know what happened.
Then at least watch Barry.
No, I like Barry.
Okay, Barry's good.
I haven't watched Barry.
I'm almost on season two. I have like one episode left.
How can you not like Barry? It's fucking Henry Winkler.
Dude, the Fonz is awesome in Barry. He's a great dude. He's a great actor.
He's
in like show.
He's an asshole.
And
I might give it a chance. But like you said, there's so much shit to see.
There is a lot of stuff, but that's why the summer I take advantage of it. So like I'm gonna start Black Mirror tonight. I'm gonna try to finish Barry
next week.
I just started
Jessica Jones. You know,
Carla's gonna want to watch that for sure. Oh, whatever, dude. You're crazy. Jessica Jones is awesome.
I never even watched season two.
Ugh. Yeah. That's nuts, man. Season two was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's just that blonde chick.
Trish.
Yeah.
You don't like her.
Yeah, man. What the hell with her?
She's like Barry's wife in The Flash. I mean.
Iris.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think her time is it's coming to an end.
Ooh.
Iris.
Oh.
Yeah, she's just doing too much stuff.
They've already set the timeline where she's her kid's mother in the future.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're
right.
She's
not going anywhere.
I forgot about that.
Hey, timeline can change. Anything can change.
True, but.
That's true.
Remember Flashpoint?
What was it?
Flashpoint.
No, but the, what did Zoom tell her? The timeline's malleable?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, of course it is. I like having reverse flashback, just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I like
that was a cool part of the story.
It was. It was a great part. That was my favorite stuff.
He was playing the fucking long game.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. All right. So, who's doing the top three?
You.
Is it me?
It's your turn.
Oh, Adam was very adamant about that.
Yeah, because I did it and then you did it and then it was his turn.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You've never done it. It's
no.
been a while.
Oh, he's done it plenty.
I've done it a lot.
I know, but it's been a while.
Okay. Top three. Let's do this. I want to do a food related question. Okay.
Yeah, because we haven't been many of those.
Have we done that a lot? I don't think so.
Yeah, we do a lot of food. That's fine, though.
Okay, we don't have to.
I'm just fucking with you.
We do a lot of entertainment, food, favorite cartoons, you know, all that crap. But I'm kind of hungry, so I want to do.
All right, let's do it.
The top three. Top
I'm
three.
Hungry too.
Top three flavors of chips. Top three chip flavors. Because I actually have quite a few left over from the party from last week, so I'm gonna go eat.
Well,
some.
Let's go fucking eat them.
Yeah.
Let's eat them on the mic.
Yeah. Top three chip flavors. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Oh, Adam's
in. Oh, wow,
in.
He's in. That's it.
Motherfucker, he's like, you got the question.
And it can be, it's not, you can't just say like Doritos. You have to be,
I know.
Like, I like salt and vinegar or whatever. No one's going
like
to pick
regular
that,
chips?
You could say regular, like Lay's if you want.
No,
sure.
I'm saying like, is
or
it
kettle
just,
cooked?
That's, but I'm saying if you want like nacho Doritos, is that one? Or does it have to be a chip?
No, like when I say flavors, I mean like, do I like sour cream and onion?
But
do
just
I like
chips.
Nacho Doritos?
Okay.
Yeah, you can be specific. You could, if you say I like the regular Lay's, that could be an absolute choice.
Okay.
Kettle cooked jalapeno.
But you
sure.
can't just say Doritos. You got to say like nacho.
No, you
Doritos
have to say like the specific
ranch.
Because you could be your top two could be Frito-Lay. Cool Ranch and nacho cheese.
Chili beans. That's my third.
What is it?
Fritos.
That's a good one. I like Fritos.
Is that a chip?
Is that chili cheese Fritos?
Yes.
Chili cheese Fritos. That's a great choice.
Are those chips, though? Are they big enough?
Yeah, they're chips. They're corn chips. The chip is in the name. And so chili cheese Fritos. That's a good one.
That's the one that's... it's not... They keep... It's like a seasonal, but it's Doritos. The sweetened hot barbecue one.
Sweetened hot barbecue?
Yeah, it's...
I've never seen those.
Yeah, they have them in the little bags, but sometimes they have them in the big bags.
Okay.
They taste really good. And okay. It's a little bit hot, not as hot.
Sure, sure.
And then, of course, my favorite, regular nacho Doritos.
All right.
That's why I always bring them
nacho
to everybody.
Cheese Doritos yeah. are always gone. That's true.
I bring them because I want to eat them.
No, I bring them to every party I go to.
That's the best chips. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're never left over.
Never. No, it's a classic for sure. All right, Dwayne, you want to go next?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
I like, I think three would be sour cream and onion. Sour cream and onion. Any brand, actually.
Sure, sure. Sour cream and onion. That's
I'm
okay.
good. The number two would probably be the, I think it's the cheese and sour cream one.
Cheddar and sour cream Ruffles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
are delicious.
Although I had some the other day and they had some, they tasted fine, but they had some weird, like, second crunch to them. It was freaking me out.
You get the zesty ones.
Now, Ruffles made a zesty cheddar and sour cream. No. They're, like, got, like, really big ridges. Not what you're talking about?
No, they were just the regular Ruffles.
Okay.
But, like, you'd bite it. Like, it wasn't just me. It was, like, everybody at home. I was like, are these weird?
Okay.
Like, they don't taste bad. They're just weird.
I think it was zesty.
No.
All right. Fair enough.
They didn't taste any different. They just had like a second.
They don't taste different. They're just crunchier.
No, they had like a second crunch. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe they were zesty. I didn't buy it. I
think they're the zesty flavor.
I'll have to look when I get home. I'll tell you. And then number one, nacho Doritos.
That's a good choice, dude. That's in everyone's top three at least. It's not in mine. But it's going to be close. So Doritos is number three. There is a Doritos brand in number three. It's not Cool Ranch. I actually like the spicy nacho better than the regular.
Remember when I bought those in Vegas and I was all disappointed?
Yeah.
I hate those.
I like the spicy nacho better than the regular. I love them. They're delicious.
They look the same. I hate it when I mistake them. Oh, I hate them.
Dude. That's what I did. I thought I was just picking up Doritos yeah. and those. The fucking spicy ones.
I like the spicy nacho.
Bullshit.
Dude, they're delicious. You guys are crazy. Number two is Cape Cod reduced fat potato chips.
I like those too.
Yeah. The regular ones
I like the Cape
are
Cuts.
Not as good as the reduced fat, dude.
I haven't had those, but I don't like Cape Cod chips.
Cape Cod chips are delicious.
I like the crunchiness, man.
Yeah, the reduced fat ones, they're not as oily. And they have a really good crunch to them. And they're really good with sandwiches and dips and put them in some French onion dip. Dude, that's the best.
French onion dip.
Yeah. The Cape Cod reduced fat. It's 40% reduced fat. The crunch is awesome. I have
specifically the 40, not the 50.
The 40% reduced fat.
Oh, shit.
So spicy nacho number three, Cape Cod, 40% reduced fat.
Oh.
For sure.
What's the number one?
And number one is one that you already said. The Ruffles cheddar and sour cream chips are the best.
Yes.
But I had those for
really
the first
good.
Time in college when they just came out. And I liked Ruffles to begin with. And Ruffles was just plain Ruffles.
Plus, you can dip them.
Yeah.
And they're still good.
Dude, the cheddar and sour cream are awesome.
Yes.
That flavor is unbelievable.
They were on sale last week. And Kroger's $1.88.
He got specific.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like,
I love chips. I buy chips of
good.
All
they're,
kinds.
They're really good. So cheddar and sour cream is... So we all kind of had common ones. We like Doritos.
He should have done a top five then.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had a top five, cheddar, chili and chili cheese Fritos would be in my top five for sure.
I don't really like those ones. I like regular Fritos.
I like regular Fritos too. But chili cheese Fritos are the jam.
Really good.
The hot ones are good too.
I actually used to like Fritos with my tuna fish. Like I put them. That's that truck.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I put Fritos
with your
sandwich.
Tuna fish. I've never tried that. That sounds interesting.
You put them in your.
That doesn't sound terrible.
It gives them a little salt and crunch. You know.
That doesn't sound terrible.
Oh, I need to try that. I have a shitload of tuna and I haven't done anything with it.
And also in my top five, I had to pick number four. Probably be like barbecue Lay's. I really like the classic.
You can't go wrong barbecue.
Yeah, the barbecue Lay's. Just the thinness of those chips with the slight barbecue flavor.
What
it's
about
really
Pringles?
Good.
I love Pringles.
Pringles counts.
Oh, they came out with a new one. Sweet and hot barbecue. Oh, they're so good.
Awesome. Pringles are good.
Once you pop, can't stop.
Nah, they're man. Pringles are awesome.
They're on sale at H-E-B. $5 for $5.
There you go.
Damn, so Adam knows so, where all the chip sales are.
Yeah, so Pringles has good pizza flavor, cheddar and or sour cream and onion. Even their original is really good. Their barbecue Pringles are awesome.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I love Pringles.
The
it's just
cheddar
it's so,
ones are really good.
Cheddar ones are delicious. Yeah, Pringles is great. No, that would have counted. But yeah, it's everyone loves nacho cheese Doritos. I don't think I've ever met anyone that doesn't like those.
No.
That's the staple.
I think I did
that's
meet
the chip
one
you
person,
think
and I was like, I don't know you.
No, that's the when I think of chips, a nacho cheese Dorito floats in my brain.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's when I think of eating a chip.
Or a regular Lay's.
Or a regular Lay's. Like, every once in a while. It depends. When someone says, you want some chips? I think of nacho cheese Doritos. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Those are good with tuna fish, too. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I like him with a sandwich. I put him in the sandwich.
No, I want tuna fish. I haven't had tuna fish in forever, but like a toasted bread with some Doritos.
I used to put potato chips in my bologna sandwich all the time.
Dude, I put Doritos in like every sandwich I ever had.
Yeah, it's the crunch. It's really good. Dude, that's the best. All right, guys. Nice episode.
Yes.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
It's going to be a quiet cheers. We all have cans.
Yeah, we all got cans.
We got a bottle.
That was a good one. I see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Bye-bye.